So basically, what it's called FPV, and that stands for first person view. And it's just basically a type of flying. Just if you don't have a real plane, it's like the closest thing to flying a real plane because, you're sitting basically in the cockpit. And it's just a fun hobby, and it's gaining popularity with multi-rotors is what I fly. It's basically just a helicopter and has multiple rotors.
And I'm looking at it here. It looks fairly complicated. Is this something you built from a kit or something you created from different parts or?
Yeah, the kit itself, it's from flighttest.com, and it's called the Batbone. And from that, I bought all the electronics myself and then put it together. And then you have to tune a control board, and that's what controls the whole thing, so.
And you mounted a Hero GoPro tiny little camera on there?
Yeah, I have a GoPro Hero 3, and it's linked to a 5.8 gigahertz video transmitter, and then I can transmit to goggles.
So you made it look as if you're walking out of on your street and you're about to walk to school, and then all of a sudden you start flying. Was that the idea, I'm assuming?
Yeah, basically, I thought it'd be kind of cool and kind of funny to, just have, okay, it's this kid walking to school, and then, oh, he starts flying away, and yeah, so.
And the amazing thing is that the imagery I was looking at it. I mean, you have some aerial imagery that, I mean, forever until fairly recently, could only be achieved through flying in a real plane or at least having a super expensive radio controlled cameras and things like that.
Yeah, these things are becoming more easily approachable now, and they're a lot easier to get a hold of, the electronics and stuff like that. So I thought it was really cool, and I never really thought I'd get to fly FPV before, but I recently, made some money working and over the summer and just built this thing.
Was it a project at all for school or anything, or enter any contests or anything like that, or is it just something you put up there?
Well, originally it was just for fun, and then my teachers suggested I should put it into the I Did a contest, and so I'm going to cut that video down, make a shorter version because the video limit's 2 minutes. So,
how did you fly this helicopter in such tight locations? When I think I saw it actually flying. I think I saw you doing some of the filming because I think I saw you out there by the playground. But you fly down into the underneath the covered area and around the supports there, and that takes some skill, I think.
Yeah, it does take skill. I'm actually still learning how to fly the thing. It's a tough. It's a lot harder than flying RC airplanes. It's not the same. It's like a. I'm still crashing it. So
I guess it must be fairly durable then. But
yeah.
And I think we've talked about this before, but you'd want to be a pilot? Is that what your plans are?
Yeah, in the future, I'm going to try to be a pilot, and I'm going to go to Anchorage. So, yeah, that's my future goal.
I think you got a good start going on here.
Yeah.